Well, I wonder if you can tell where this picture's taken. It's a picture of about this one. Hands up, this one. Anyone got a copy at home? I see a hand at the back. Goodness me. What's it from? Where's Wally? That's right, it's Where's Wally? It's a very popular series of books, and if you haven't got one, it's worth getting, because in every picture, Wally is somewhere in the picture. The challenge is finding him. Where is he in that picture? Where is he in that picture? Here he is. There he is. That's the point. You have to find Wally somewhere in the picture. And how do you know it's Wally? How do you know it's Wally? Because he's got a red and white jumper on. That's right. That's what you're looking for. Sometimes he's in a big crowd. Sometimes he's underwater. Sometimes he's hiding behind a tree or around a corner. But he's always in the picture. You know he's there, even if you can't see him. You know he's there in the picture. And the fun is to try and find out where he is. What's he doing? You know, and grown-ups like to be Where's Wally too, at least some. I'm not going to ask for any hands, but you may recognize one or more person in that picture, you know? Well, from tomorrow, some of you may be asking, where's Stephen? He's not in that picture because he was taking the photograph. It's very scary as I went higher and higher and higher. I may not be visible, but I'm still around, and I'll still be an evangelist, I'll still be a Bible teacher, and I'll still be a peacemaker, but I'll probably be working in other countries below the radar, where the church is persecuted, where human rights are denied, where individual needs are being suppressed, and where reconciliation is needed. And I'm really excited that one of the first projects I'm going to be involved with, God willing, the end of May, beginning of June, is in the Middle East. We're launching the Arabic edition of Christianity Explored in three of those countries. And what we're going to be doing in future, it says on there where two of them are, but we're going to be, I might as well tell you the other one's Jordan. But in future, we won't be publicizing too much about what we're doing before we do it. We'll be telling you what we've done after we've done it, just to avoid some of the tensions that we've experienced in the past. And in your seats is your, at least in the seat in front of you, is your personal invitation to the launch of our new charity, Peacemaker Mediators. And we really would like to invite you to come and find out more about how you can be part of the Peacemaker team and help us when minorities are persecuted, where justice is denied, human rights suppressed, reconciliation is needed. And from May the 1st, God willing, we shall have a new website, peacemakers.ngo, and that's how you'll be able to get news updates, prayer requests, and find out more about Where's Stephen. Well, today we're not thinking about Where's Wally, and we're not thinking about Where's Stephen. We're thinking about Where's Jesus? Where's Jesus? Because on Good Friday, we remembered how Jesus died on the cross. And all his friends were very sad, and they were afraid, and they ran away. And then his friends laid his body in the tomb. And they rolled the stone in front of it, and they were going to wait a few days after the Sabbath, and then they were going to prepare the body for burial. They were very sad that Jesus had died. And they thought they knew where Jesus was. But they were wrong, weren't they? They were wrong. Well, let's look at some of the clues as to where Jesus was and where Jesus is. The first clue is the Spice Girls, the ladies who came early in the morning. We're going to look at them in more detail tonight at our 6:30 service for the grown-ups. But it says in Luke 24, verse 1, which we had very lovingly read, on the first day of the week, early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. Where's Jesus? Thought the women. He's not here. He is risen. He is risen. His body was not there. Well, what's the second clue? They found that the stone, this really heavy stone, had been rolled up. It had been rolled away. The Bible says they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Verse 2. He is not here. He is risen. And the third clue was that the tomb was empty. They went inside, and what did they find? They did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Why was that? Because he is not here. He is risen. What's the fourth clue? The fourth clue was that he met the angels, these two men in bright, shining clothing that were angels. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen, said the angel. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. He is not here. He is risen, said the angels. And the fifth clue were the joggers. Peter and his friend, they wouldn't believe the women. They ran to the tomb, Peter and John, and Peter got there first. And what happened? Peter got up, ran to the tomb, bending over, he saw what? What did he see? He is not here. He is risen. They looked inside the tomb, and what was in the tomb were the linen strips lying by themselves. The strips that had been around the body of Jesus were all there by themselves. And he went away wondering to himself what had happened. They hadn't believed the women, and he was confused. He is not here. He is risen. And then when they were all gathered together in the upper room praying, Jesus stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened. "Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself," said Jesus. "Touch me and see." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. He is here. He is risen. Jesus provided them with the prophecies of the Old Testament. He'd warned them and prepared them before his death that he would rise again, and then he encountered them physically and bodily, and he invited them to test their eyes to see and to touch his body. He is here. He is risen. And because he was alive, he is here today by his Spirit. Jesus promises that if we trust and believe in him, he will enter our lives and transform us just as he did the first disciples. Right at the end of the Bible, we find one of the most wonderful promises Jesus made to the church. He said, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and they with me." It was an invitation to receive Jesus and begin a relationship with Jesus that would never end. It would transform their lives, transform our lives. That's how I became a Christian. Someone shared that verse with me and said, "Are you ready to receive Jesus into your life today?" And I said, "Yes, I am. I understand enough about who he is, why he came, and how I can know him." And I prayed a very simple prayer: "Lord Jesus, come into my life and make me the kind of person you want me to be. Thank you for dying on the cross in my place. Thank you for the forgiveness of my sins and the assurance of eternal life." Have you heard Jesus knock on your door, on the door of your life? Have you opened that door and invited Jesus in? Have you responded to him? I invite you today, if you are not sure, to be sure. To be sure. Just as Brian and Sandra have affirmed their faith in the Lord Jesus today on behalf of Ryan and Flynn, I invite you to do the very same. Trust in Jesus and experience the risen Lord Jesus today in the same way, the same power that those first disciples did on that first Easter day. So where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? He is here. He is here by his Spirit. And God willing, he is in your life and my life too. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.